Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, April the 19th, 1950, the Barbados Advocate dedicated its editorial to a discussion of the potential role of higher education in the West Indies. The editorial was prompted by a visit to Barbados of a delegation from the University College of the West Indies, which had been opened in Jamaica less than 2 years earlier, in October 1948. According to the editorial, Barbadians had followed the work of the University College since its opening with keen interest, and were glad of the opportunity to learn of the achievements and of plans for the future. The delegation from the University College was led by the principal, Philip Sherlock. Future national hero of Barbados, Hugh Springer, was the registrar at the college at this time. During the visit to Barbados, Sherlock reported on the work of the college and on plans to open a Faculty of Arts in October of that year. He also appealed for donations for a welfare fund to be established to support undergraduates at the college. The advocate commented, "Many young people with great ability are unable for financial reasons to undertake a university course. Every effort should be made to offer the opportunity to as many as possible to obtain the advantages of higher education." Reflecting more generally on the potential contribution of the University College to the development of the West Indies, the editorial observed, "The problems that the West Indies face are complex and grave. Their solution will call for a high order of statesmanship and the leadership of an enlightened public opinion. Neither the one nor the other is yet in evidence. Their creation will be a slow growth, reflecting the efforts of those who have considered the difficulties of the area and who have devoted a close study to the history of the region. It is cheering to hear that the University College will be making a study of West Indian history. For while no people can be divorced from the influence of other nations, it has always been a sad lack in the curriculum of West Indian schools that the history of their own homes has not been taught." The editorial published in The Advocate on this day in 1950 concluded as follows. "The university centre is far from Barbados, but the work of the university will in time be felt in the furthest corners of the West Indies. Its labours will help to mellow the materialism of the present day, and it will serve to provide the specialists of the future. There, West Indians will learn to take a wider view of West Indian affairs. There are few causes more worthy of support."
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.